You know, after all the discussions that we've had about the Patriot Act, new security regulations, the entire discussion on The Takeaway comes down to this. Don't touch my junk. That appears to be the viral video that has sparked this new attention, the new outrage over the TSA and security procedures. Was it the don't touch my junk viral video? Was it the scanners? Is it the pat down? With these new procedures, as many people are heading home in the holidays, many of you have been calling us, like Jeffrey from Michigan.
Most people understand when they go to the doctor that all modesty goes out the window. I mean, it's your life that's at stake. Same thing here. It's your life that's at stake here, and people are going to have to get used to the fact that it's the way it is now with terrorism, the way it is, and it's just the way it is.
You're getting on an airplane. You're not driving the plane. It's not your air. You're relinquishing control when you get on the plane, period.
And that's
I agree with that call.
Exactly. Well, this is the line that the government is saying is that, look, you buy that ticket, it's a contract, you're giving up certain rights. Here to discuss it is Barbara Peterson, senior aviation correspondent at Condé Nast's magazine Traveler. Good morning. Again, yeah. Welcome back. And Chris Yates, an aviation security consultant. Good morning, Chris.
Hello, good morning.
All right. Well, Barbara, let's talk a little bit about this contract that you sign, even metaphorically, when you purchase a ticket. Is John right? You purchase a ticket and there are certain things you give up.
Yes, absolutely. Unfortunately, that's the reality today. Now, the question is, though, does everybody have to submit to the same type of scrutiny? We saw with the pilots this past week that they said, no, that's stop. This, you're trusting us to fly the plane after all. You're trusting us, you know, basically with your lives. So why should we be treated as if we're just complete strangers and we never fly? I think what's happening.
Although there was that Egyptian pilot who took that plane
absolutely
down.
Absolutely. But you see, no security would have stopped that because, you know, after all, the pilot doesn't need a weapon to do damage.
They've got the plane.
Yes. And I think what's happening here, maybe that's, of course, this is probably one of the worst weeks to have it in, but maybe it's time we did open up a big discussion, a broader discussion about what this all means. There's no such thing as 100% foolproof security. And that maybe some people are finally saying we've gone too far.
And the times when we have foiled terrorist attempts, the underwear bomber or the shoe bomber or the cargo planes, it wasn't because of TSA screening procedures. Well, Chris Yates, let me ask you about this National Opt-Out Day on Wednesday. People think this is an opportunity to opt out of the screening. That's not the case. What can you opt out of on Wednesday?
Well, of course, you can opt out of having the body scan, but then you're going to be faced with having your junk felt up, as the viral video goes. So the issue is whether you want to fly or you don't want to fly, because if you're not going through both of those procedures, then you ain't going to be flying anywhere.
Well, has the chances – I mean, not everybody gets patted down. So have the chances gone? I'm trying to dig into what's suddenly making people so outraged over many procedures that have been in place for some time. Have they gone up? Are more people getting patted down?
Well, let's just take a look at that pat down for a moment. You know, the process here has been elevated within the past couple of weeks. So that elevation involves a much more invasive pat down procedure. You are getting much more personal, up close and personal with the person who is doing that screening. And, you know, some people feel pretty uncomfortable about that. I know that if I were passing through an airport and had to undergo the same sort of process, I would personally feel uncomfortable about it as well. It's very true, of course, that not everybody will face a pat down or indeed a body scan, but a percentage of people will. So, you know, if you want to have a smooth flow through the airport, make sure that you don't have on your person any of those items that will automatically result in you having that very detailed and personal scan.
But Chris Yates and Barbara Peterson, both of you, what is the threat here? I mean, what are they looking for? I mean, we've been through box cutters, we've been through shoe bombs and underwear bombs. And Chris Yates, do you have any sense of what it is they're looking for? The liquids, you know, we've been through that. What's the new threat?
Well, my colleague made a very valid, very interesting point a moment ago that we need to open up a discussion on security, because every time that an incident happens somewhere in the world, we throw lots of dollars at that problem, we throw lots of equipment to that problem, we throw lots of new ideas at that problem. We lack joined-up thinking in security. We really need to get to a point where we have that discussion. We look at the threats that this industry actually faces as opposed to the threats that are perceived, and then take forward a security regime from there.
Well, Barbara, let me ask you, in this discussion, what would you say to travelers who are suddenly becoming outraged over this? I mean, how would you lead this discussion into rethinking the TSA security procedures?
Yeah, well, first of all, let's put this in perspective. There are 300 plus of these machines, of these new full body scanners. However, there are 2,200 security lanes. So they're not every place. Even at some airports that have acquired them, I think 70 airports now, there are frequently just maybe one or two there. There are other lanes that have the traditional metal detectors. So, you know, figure it out, right? I mean, you don't right. necessarily have to always go through it. And secondly, I think the TSA, you know, they jumped on this, and as Chris Yates points out, they're usually fighting the last war. And, of course, this one is, you know, a year ago, the Christmas Day bomber.
And fighting it badly. I mean, I went out of New York with a Swiss Army knife in my bag. They missed it in New York, caught it in Michigan on the way back. So, I mean, hello. What's the deal? I had to give it up.
But see, you're not a threat.
No, I'm not a threat.
And if they knew who you were,
they're carrying a knife.
Exactly. Well, maybe they need to look more at the people instead of the individuals, instead of looking for items. And I think that's been the approach ever since 9/11. Then I think they need to rethink that approach. And some people in Congress now, they're hearing from so many angry constituents that they may start to really rethink this whole approach.
Well, Chris, let me ask you that question that Barbara just posed. We're talking about pat-downs that are physically invasive, but wouldn't looking at a person involve, you know, personal invasiveness into my own history?
Not necessarily, because there are ways and means to find out about somebody's travel habits. For example, it's all there laid out before the airline. So if you've got some idea of the risk based on previous travel history, then, you know, that's one avenue that we can go down. What we need to get to, of course, is intelligent security here.
Well, that's not
it's like credit risk.
Doesn't appear.
So people would have a sort of a security risk assessment, an index.
It's an interesting idea, and if we are opening up a discussion, I imagine we'll start talking about it. Barbara Peterson, senior aviation correspondent at Condé Nast Traveler, and Chris Yates, aviation security consultant. Thanks to both of you.